Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. Well, today I'm going to get very raw and just read an entry from my diary. I think you can learn from it. I call it the slippery slope of comparison. Dear diary, it happened again. I compared myself to others today. I know better than to set foot on the slippery slope of comparison, but I did it anyway. It's too easy to step on the loose soil of, why can't I have that fella's six-pack abs, or to trip on a rock made of, bet I'd be happier if I could afford that pocket protector. When we juxtapose ourselves to other people, we lose every time. That's because it simply is not possible to be anything other than who we are. Sure, we can try to improve our looks through diet and exercise. We can study and emulate the habits of successful people we admire. We can take learning annex classes about how to be more sociable. And we can refer to ourselves in our own minds as Dominic Fabriciano. But what's the point? We're still never going to be Dominic Fabriciano. I mean, I bet he was born with those abs. He's the kind of guy who can just eat Oreos and whole milk every morning for breakfast and still look like he just walked off the runway of a fashion show. And you can forget about getting your hands on that pocket protector of his. They don't make them anymore. In fact, they only made the one. The one that he has. It turns out Dominic Fabriciano's girlfriend's dad owns Sharper Image UK, and that pocket protector is a one-of-a-kind prototype. It's made from genuine Kobe beef calfskin and has space-grade titanium threading. I mean, the thing is just gorgeous, dear diary. Can you imagine those pans being all like, I can't wait to get into that guy's pocket and really do some damage. I'm going to leak all over the place. I'm going to scratch the inner pocket material of his shirt. And then they get a load of that pocket protector? Forget it. Game over. Nothing is getting through that baby. I mean, you could slip that baby in your breast pocket and then never give another thought to shirt damage again. God damn that Dominic Fabriciano. I hope he appreciates what he's got. That's all I can say. Well, folks, that entry was not easy for me to read, but it's my hope that by getting it outside, it can dissipate and dilute. And I hope that we can all learn to be more gentle with ourselves and to stay off the slippery slope of comparison. Thanks for listening. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production. Co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.